So this is a tweet from Thea Berg, one of the developers of the smash hit or smash shit Dustborn.
You are racist.
So back in March of this year, it's 2024, she gleefully tweeted, I will put knitting men and sexy non-binary peeps, sexy non-binary, yeah, right. Sexy non-binary peeps in your video game, and I will never stop. Be afraid. I come not in peace. There's nothing to be afraid of. What is there to be afraid of? You put out a crap game that nobody bought. Everybody's laughing at you. But when your studio fails, we're supposed to give a shit, right? That's how this is supposed to work, right? We told you as soon as we saw it that Dustborn was a joke and dead on arrival. Somehow, you took that to mean you could antagonize gamers and what? People would just back you up and buy the fucking game? Even the people you made this game for, supposedly, didn't want to play this game. You fools can put this shit in every game you make, and that won't put a dent in any gamer's backlog. To be perfectly honest, I'm pretty sure most of us don't really need to play a new game for the rest of our lives. Between the backlogs and repeating great games and playing modded versions of Starfield or something, we don't need you. Not only are we not trapped in here with you, you're not even trapped in here with us, because you're getting kicked out. Be afraid, I come not in peace. You be afraid. The job market's tough out here. Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I'm Saladino. Allegedly, senior concept artists for Concord are going through an extremely difficult time, and some might no longer want to work in games or design characters after this. Man, this thread goes hard. I could do an entire video just reading the comments. So, this is about a senior concept artist at Firewalk Studios, developers of the execrable Concord, and how she, I think she's a she, these days who knows, who cares. But anyway, so this concept artist, Amanda Kiefer, apparently responded to this guy's tweet here. This guy is what, Forrest, at Forrest the Rotten. Kinda want to try to redesign one of the Concord characters. Not to fix art or any pretentious bullshit, just as an experience to see if I can find where it went wrong in the designs. Also, it sounds like a fun thing to draw. I love Guardians of the Galaxy looking stuff. So Amanda replied, I was going to DM you after seeing this, but this site makes me pay to do that. I didn't know you had to pay to DM people now. So at the risk of getting dogpiled, I'm just going to say this here. A lot affected the art side of Concord, including design by committee, failure of some leadership to listen to the art team, etc. Now, keep in mind, back in July of this year, Amanda tweeted this. I can say with certainty that I and the artists behind Concord put a ton of soul and heart into every character design and model. Yeah, it looks like it. Concord has been a dream project for me as an artist, and I am extremely proud to have helped flesh out our rich world. I am beyond excited to show our character concept art to the world, even if the reception is negative for whatever reason, because she knew that these were lame character designs specifically meant to defeat the male gaze. She knew what she was doing when they were working on this and why the designs looked that way, and she expected the backlash. They all did. I put my soul into every single one. What does that say about your soul if you're producing art that looks like the art in Concord? So she said all of that back in July, popping her mouth off, right? Now it's, I'm just going to say this here. A lot affected the art side of Concord, including design by committee. Now it's design by committee. Failure of some leadership to listen to the art team, etc. The character concept art team, including myself, is going through an extremely difficult time emotionally. And some of the team no longer want to work in games, design characters, or even do art anymore after this. It's funny how they're like, we're going through a difficult time emotionally. They're going through a difficult time emotionally because they're so entitled, they just expected to be able to get away with doing what they did to gamers. Like, they did this to gamers. They did this, they made these ugly designs on purpose because they knew straight men, particularly straight white men, would complain. And now they're going through a difficult emotional time because they couldn't get away with their grift, with their agenda. Now, some of us don't even want to do art anymore after this. And it's like the Donald Glover meme. Good. Speaking of Donald Glover memes, that's what all this comes down to. Activist devs with so much shit to say before their games come out. Then, when they do, and it fails, they're all like... So anyway, some on the team no longer want to work in games, design characters, or even do art anymore after this. They're sparing all of us if they do that. Because of this, posts like yours, though understandable, are unfortunately, ill-timed. This game was ill-timed. We told your stupid asses nobody wanted this shit. You told us to fuck off. Now we're supposed to worry about your feelings. None of us know which way the wind will blow with the studio. You're down. You're going down. It's done. It's a wrap. We are worried sick and terrified of the future. The entitlement is insane. Nobody gives a shit. You had your chance to listen to gamers. Concord was in development for 8 years. None of the woke games these assholes have been pushing have been huge successes. Even The Last of Us 2 wasn't a huge success. Yet you clowns thought it was a good idea to dismiss feedback as white noise. And like I said, somebody made a great comment by saying what they meant by white noise was racial. Not only that, but we have been shouldering the brunt of emotional labor as executives slash directors dodge most of the blame. Anybody using the term emotional labor, and it's women who do this, cannot be taken seriously. She just said back in July how much passion they put into designing those deliberately ugly characters. Now she's blaming executives and directors. Ironically, I do think there is something to the fact that higher-ups use DEI as a tactic to keep the devs fighting each other and fighting the fans over dumb shit like the male gaze and trans-friendly female character designs to the expense of their pay and job security. But these activists care more about posturing and virtue signaling and grandstanding anyway. If you told them that you can have half of Concord's character designs like their DEI woke bullshit, but the other half would have to look like a Korean gacha game, Amanda and the other clown who called everybody talentless freaks for not liking the game would definitely have revolted. They would have likely gotten more of their co-workers to sign a petition to keep the community safe by not adding the fan service characters. They would have gone to the point where they would have persuaded, if not forced, the executives not to add the gacha girls. These devs only fight for what doesn't matter to anyone else. And then they expect to be taken care of financially because they're the morally good ones. That's how they see themselves. Behind the scenes of all this talk about Concord and character designs, people's livelihoods are at risk. And there are very real financial consequences that might hurt us even more. That's what we've been telling you fucking clowns for forever. We told you, nobody wants these ugly-ass characters. We're your free marketing research team. It's all fun and games when you can do this thing where you can, again, virtue signal and grandstand. But all of us gamers tell you what we want. It's not up to you to tell us what we need because we don't care. You hate us, though. So you're ruining the industry you need to pay your fucking bills, and now we're supposed to care about how your livelihoods are at risk. You're the ones who put it at risk. That's just what I can say from our point of view. I'm not saying change course or anything. Us artists like being able to use social media to promote our work and get more jobs. After this, no one who worked on Concord should ever be allowed to work in AAA gaming ever again. They didn't just allow this to happen. They pushed for this to happen. But I am saying we see this, and it does absolutely affect us since we just got our teeth kicked in. Again, good. This was a self-own. This wasn't done to you. You made this happen. Again, she said in July, I can say with certainty that I and the artists behind Concord put a ton of soul and heart into every character design and model. Concord has been a dream project for me as an artist, and I am extremely proud to have helped flesh out our rich world. I am beyond excited to show our character concept art to the world, even if the reception is negative for whatever reason. I put my soul into every single one. Chuds! And before that, now this was 6 years ago, but still. 6 years ago, she designed her own versions of Rei and Asuka from Neon Genesis Evangelion. Grums tweeted, we found it. Patient Zero on the Concord character's design team. This is where the infection started. Just look at that fan art. Rei and Asuka. Alt Rei and Asuka with outfit variants Evangelion. Been wanting to do fan art of Eva for a long time. And this is what she decided to do with Evangelion's characters. This ugly, lame crap. Art is art and subject to criticism. I don't want to hear this don't be mean bullshit. It'd be one thing if she just was making art that made her happy, but no. This is her statement, that this type of art is the only moral and just art. That's why Concord's characters are so ugly and unappealing. We know this. This isn't art. This is activism. And if she really believed in her work and stood by it, she wouldn't have removed the Concord credit from her Twitter bio. These stupid activists destroying the medium all deserve to lose their jobs and hop in a bread line somewhere. They made the customer the enemy, and yet expect the enemy to bail them out. These fuckheads aren't blaming SJWs and cancel pics for not buying Concord. They're blaming trolls and right-wing grifters for making fun of Concord. They're a vocal minority and a bunch of weird incels. Yet, they have the power to make the majority of gay, political female gamers decide that they don't want to buy Concord either for some reason. And the thing is, they're never going to learn their lesson. At some point, after Amanda tweeted that thing to the guy saying he wanted to do his own versions of Concord characters, she tweets this, "Pretty soon these weirdos will have no games to buy at all," which I think is rich coming from a game dev that pretty soon won't have a job at all. Concord could have looked like this. Old girl on the right here by Art Attack X. R.I.P. Concord. This revamp was super quick. Drawn on the bus ride home from work for fun. I could have done way better, but I'm busy. A real challenge would be revamping DAW. Sincerely, a talentless freak. This Amira is fine as fuck and thicker than a snicker. When you look at this monstrosity to the right, the OG Amira, it's a joke. Again, this is, they do this to black women. And we're supposed to be like,
oh my god, I feel so seen and represented. My people are being glorified in video games.
And they look like this. This disgusting thing. And then you look at DAW. This dude straight up has a colostomy bag. DAW may be the worst of all the designs in Concord, including Amira, including Baz, including Granny, the old Asian Granny. Thing is, if they really wanted to save Concord, they could spend 6 months redesigning the characters. They could put out this press release admitting that they were wrong and that now they're going to relaunch the game to be free to play with much more heroic-looking, attractive, appealing characters. We understand this is a visual medium. You know, we went too far in these designs. Problem is, though, the character designers they have now aren't artists. They're activists. Because most of them see the world and the people in it like this.